A number of nations from Australia to Norway are organizing evacuations of their citizens from Lebanon, and the first group of Americans are boarding ships to get out. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Beirut.
Hundreds of people are gathering on Beirut's docks today, hoping to get out of the country. Many of them are people on vacation, or they're visiting their families, some on business, but they all feel trapped in a country they now desperately want to leave. Bill Swor is an attorney from Detroit. On the day he was supposed to leave, the Israelis bombed the airport.
We were expecting to leave a week ago. The people here have been wonderful to us, very hospitable. It's just time to go home.
What's your family think?
It's time for me to go home.
Swor got out late yesterday on the Hual Transporter, a humongous cargo ship capable of carrying 1,200 people. That's how many life jackets they had. The destination was Cyprus, about 60 miles away. Israel has imposed a sea blockade around Lebanon, but it seems to be granting safe passage to evacuation ships. But that doesn't mean they don't have to hit a window. It was largely Swedes and Norwegians on the boat, but a few hundred Americans made it on board, most of them students studying at local universities. One of them is Tara Hess from Butler, Ohio. She was here studying Arabic. She says the uncertainty can be worse than the bomb.
You're just waiting, honestly. You're waiting to see if it gets any better, or you're waiting to see if you get out. That's probably the worst thing about it, because you're just twiddling your thumbs, you know? You don't know what to do when your plans keep changing. That's it.
The American students unloaded from the buses, boys from one, girls from another, and they're herded into single-file lines as they pass the State Department official who checked their papers. As the last of the Americans walked up the gangplank to the ship, a convoy of four SUVs whipped through the docks and pulled up. Men with close-cropped hair, body armor, and weapons jumped out of the vehicles and quickly cleared a path to the ship. The U.S. ambassador had arrived. Ambassador Jeffrey Feltman said the U.S. is prepared to evacuate thousands of Americans from Lebanon.
We've had something between 4,000 and 5,000 phone calls, but some of those are repeats. So how many people are actually on our manifest lists, I'm not sure. It's several thousand.
The embassy has come under some criticism. People say the U.S. has moved too slowly to get people out. Only a few hundred Americans have been able to leave in the past few days. But the ambassador says that will change today, when more than 1,000 people will be taken to Cyprus. The Navy has also deployed warships to the region to help with the evacuation, and commercial vessels are expected to be used as well. There are an estimated 25,000 Americans in Lebanon, and the ambassador says the evacuation will go on for as long as necessary.
We will continue facilitating Americans to leave as long as we need to do so, as long as there's a demand, as long as the conditions are such that they are relying on us to help them leave.
Other embassies have also been coordinating the evacuation of their citizens. Besides the large American presence, there are tens of thousands of British and Canadians in Lebanon. And while they flee the fighting, streets of Beirut empty of the tourists the country had been counting on this summer. And the Lebanese who live here, who can't flee, are looking for their own safety and often have nowhere they can go. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Beirut.